Okay, welcome Hopkins Junior High School Jazz Band. I'm Paul Yonemura. I'm a jazz drummer who lives here in the Bay Area. Been a Bay Area resident all my life. Also was a band director for a long time. And just retired from that a couple of years ago, and now I'm getting back into playing. Whoops! Getting back into playing. And I'm looking forward to hearing you. I see a chart that looks very familiar. I'll tell you which one when we get to it. One that I did with my band over in San Francisco. And it turned out to be our biggest hit for that year. So I'll be interested to see what you do with it. Bass, I feel for you too, that has been a problem all day. Drums are doing a nice job of kicking these little figures along. I guess the problem with bass is the amp, although you're doing a better job of controlling volume than the band that was just on. The bass player sounds really good too. And of course the horns sound good. Do that! In a room like this where the acoustics are very live, you really have to really be very definite with the articulation and phrasing. That last boom, ah, I had trouble hearing the start of that note, where it started, where the attack was. Just something to think about, okay? Drive a little harder with the cymbal, okay? That should be the center of your groove. Just in that little solo section that I thought that you were missing that the drums and bass weren't quite locked in. Those figures off the end of 2 and end of 4, it's easy to brush them a bit. It feels just a little bit brushed, particularly with the whole band playing with the bass and drums. It's not like the bass player's walking through them. Need a couple of more mics to get that sax battle. Okay. It's kind of a play on Stanley Turrentine's Sugar, written by a good friend of mine, Mike Dana. Nice arrangement. So drums, you did a nice job with the figure playing and all. I'd like to hear, like I say, a stronger, simple time feel. It'll help drive your solos along. The solos were very good. It was a lot of fun to hear them. I know I didn't comment when you were playing, but believe me, I was listening to that too. Okay, let's see. This one I haven't heard in a long time, Nicole. It's a nice tune. I know it says straight eighths on your parts, strums, and it doesn't specify sticks or brushes, but I go with brushes here. This is a beautiful straight eight old ballad, a beautiful swish pattern, just fit right in the wheelhouse of this tune right here. And it would also help the band get underneath the tenor. Beautiful phrasing style for the melody, the tenor. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Little embellishments. You're not just reading what's on the page. And what you are reading on the page sounds beautiful. You're playing it the way a singer would sing it. Set up for the last note there, tenor. Very, very nice. It may not have been totally improvised, but there's a real skill to playing a melody well. That's about as good as I've heard all day, so congratulations. Very nice job. The little embellishments were just enough. Did a very fine job of that. And great sound, too. You really fill the horn up. Nice to hear that. Now, this is the chart I know. So make my day. Besides, I'm the biggest Herbie Hancock fan on the planet, or one of many. So many different ways to play this thing stylistically, drums. Now what will help here is a little more tongue on the short notes. Really bite them off. Do-da-dee-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da. It may sound like that's too short, but out front, it'll sound really, really cool and very clean. What you're doing on drums is basically the feel that Tony Williams played on the original recording, except he played it on the ride cymbal. We played it more like a straight funk feel, and I've heard Herbie do it that way too. The chart works both ways, so play around with the drum part. Okay, now watch it there. We've got a different chord change. Every four bars, new chord. Okay, find the notes. Okay. that D minor seventh, I don't hear that as a natural minor. I hear that as a Dorian minor, so you use C sharp in there and not use that as a note you sit on. Because you're playing a lot of C naturals in there on the trumpet. That's a, your E minor change that comes up, which is right here. See, the C doesn't really work. Try going up to a C sharp. You want to stay away from the B flat on your horn, too, with that change. That's the one change that goes away from flats. Yeah, the right idea, though, in terms of feel. So let's get the harmony buttoned up. Okay, you made the change there. A little bit of work song in there. Case tenor, you know, take some of that lyricism you had in the ballad, reading it, and maybe less tongue and more smoothness, more long legato phrases. Yeah, the never-ending sax note. I remember this too. Boy, you got a meaty-sounding trombone section. So, trumpets, you've got a lot of power under you. Reminds me of the band I did this with. Trombone section just overmatched the trumpets. And the thing is, I don't think the bones are playing too loud. Ba-da-p. Gotta hear that top note. Okay, good. Overall, spirited performance. Tenor, so take some of that smoothness in your soloing on the ballad and throw that in here. More legato away from do-va-do-va-do-va-do-ba. Those kinds of things. And that'll make the syllable sound even hipper. The note choices were fine. For the other two soloists, make sure you're careful about note choices. Your director should be able to help you out with that, too. Because all directors have music degrees, and we all know our music theory. So,
we hope you are enjoying the Campana Jazz Festival. There will now be a short break. The next band,
and it's nice to hear people still playing Herbie Hancock's music, because Herbie's getting up there in years now, although he's still a very young 70-something. And Cantaloupe Island's been around for a long time as a tune, and it just seems to be fresh every time I hear it. So thanks for making it fresh again for me. Thank you for coming and playing today. Work on the softer end of your dynamics, too. It's something that just about every band's had to contend with, particularly with this room. It's a very live-sounding room. And that's all part of being a player, too, is getting used to playing in different rooms and adjusting accordingly. And I think you did a pretty decent job of it. But let's work even more on the soft end of the dynamic range. And clarity of attacks, releases, etc. The got a little bit muddy in here because of the acoustics, but I think you could help that too with a cleaner performance in that regard. But the spirit is there, the energy's there, lots of good stuff happening in the band. So keep playing music. I hope I hear you again sometime. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.